Hello, this is Peter Firebrace, BXE Fellow living in Denmark. And this is Just My Point, Bladder 12. Up where I live, on the northwest coast of Denmark, the wind can be a raw and vicious thing. Untamed, with unexpected strength, unrestrained. The wind here shapes and reshapes the ragged dunes that rise up in their sandy glory or are worn down by relentless hour after hour of shape-shifting storms. Tall trees are blown down in the forests. The coastal waters, still as a lake on breezeless days, churn up in wild waves that form thundering lines of snorting white horses. Wave on wave on wave that roll and swell and crash onto the shore. Wind is the spearhead of disease. Ah, now I understand that famous quote. There is nothing it cannot penetrate, and it will take the cold and damp right in with it, take the heat and dryness deep inside without obstruction. Dangerous, invasive, sudden, shocking, violent, changeable, intemperate, unpredictable. That is exactly why we have our six Feng wind points, so clearly marked in the point names. Two wind points on the Taiyang of hand and foot on the upper back, Taiyang being the most external, most superficial division. Small intestine 12, Bing Feng, grasping the wind, for tight, cramped muscles, stiff neck, and frozen shoulder. Bladder 12, Feng Man Wind Gate, archetypal protector against external wind, a guardian for weakened lungs and deficient Wei defensive qi. Three wind points on the head, two on the Shaoyang of hand and foot, and one on the Dumai. Triple heater 17, Yi Feng, wind screen, tucked in behind the earlobe as a perfect ear protector. Gallbladder 20, Feng Chu, wind pool, wonderful for the eyes, ears, and nose, and stroke sequelae. Du 16, Feng Fu, wind storehouse, the ultimate internal wind point, for serious mental problems, dementia, and stroke. And another Shaoyang point on the side of the thigh, gallbladder 31, Feng Shi wind market, wonderful wind B point of the lower limb, excellent for flaccidity, weakness, and paralysis, such as in stroke. Often used with stomach 33, Yin Shi yin market, to nourish, stimulate, and move the qi. Bladder 12, Feng Men, wind gate, is one of the 22 Men gate points. If we add the 14 Guan frontier gate or pass points, two Chui tower gate points, and three Hu door points, that gives 41 points that are clearly marked entrances or exits for the qi. Heart 7, Shen Men, spirit gate. Bladder 47, Hun Men, Hun gate. Du 4, Ming Men, gate of destiny. And Lung 2, Yun Men, cloud gate, are familiar examples of Men gate points. Pericardium 6, Nei Guan, inner pass. Triple heater 5, Wai Guan, outer pass. And Ren 4, Guan Yuan, origin pass, are commonly used Guan pass points. Ren 8, Shen Chui, spirit watchtower at the navel. And stomach 13, Qi Hu, Qi door at the top of the chest, are good examples of Chui watchtower and Hu door points. Every one of these 41 gate points can let in or let out the qi. Open to expel or closed to protect, each in their own particular sphere of activity. Here, at Bladder 12, Fengmen, Wind Gate, is a point to protect from the wind in the exposed upper back area, and to expel the wind from the lungs when invaded. Both these aspects of protection and expulsion are extremely important in today's post-COVID world. Many people, whether adults or children or the elderly, have become more vulnerable and more immune deficient since the COVID time. Bladder 12 is one of the important points to use at the first signs of flu, at the start of a sore throat or a tickly cough. It is similar to the homeopathic remedy aconite, as there is often a sudden start, and that is when it should be used. Also useful for that ability to shut that gate tight against the wind, to increase resistance, to strengthen the way defensive qi when it is weak. Part of the power and effectiveness of this point is from its meeting with Dumai, adding that extra yang resonance. Use Bladder 12 before it is needed, at the end of summer, before it is needed in the autumn. The Jai Jing systematic classic gives Wind Gate the typical symptoms of an attack by perverse wind: dizziness, vertigo, blurred vision, headache, blocked nose with frequent sneezing and running of clear mucus. It has a powerful action on the nose, so remember it in acute rhinitis, and also the constant sneezing of hay fever. The text also calls the point Rofu, heat storehouse, along with Gallbladder 20, Feng Chi, wind pool, showing it is both for wind cold and wind heat. The heat accumulates in the upper back and chest with a rash of boils, fever and coughing. There is pain in the chest and upper back and tiredness due to wind. Remember it too for rashes on the skin as well as for boils. Combine it with the heat-reducing large intestine 11, Chu Chi, pool at the bend, and blood-purifying spleen 10, Shui Hai, sea of blood. For fever, coughing, and pain in the chest, use Bladder 12 with its close neighbor and yang meeting point, Du 14, Da Jue, great hammer. Bladder 13, Fei Shu, lung shu, and Lung Wan, Zhongfu, central storehouse, one of the powerful Feng Wind series of points, and perhaps the best to expel exterior wind, guard the lungs, and increase the Wei defensive qi. Bladder 12, Feng Men, Wind Gate, is extremely effective to protect, to defend, and to restore health. We are lucky to have such points.